Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real-ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
What's up? What's up?
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Dee Dee.
And this is episode 197 of the Oprah Rose Show.
Yes.
That's right.
Like, it's been a little minute. I think it was only 1 week, but y'all know Casamigos.
It feels longer.
Yeah. At Life, Summer, and Casamigos has us in a chokehold, and it's taking the girls down.
Life, Summer, and Casamigos. Okay, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, accurate.
And outside.
Outside, shout out to Dee Dee. It was his birthday last week.
Yes, we celebrated the birthday on the 24th. I turned 24. It was my golden year.
You said what?
I'm sorry?
Girl.
What? Y'all don't see this youth?
You better own your age, bitch. Like,
there is a lot of youth.
Hello?
But the girls are lying.
Because I would never go back to that age.
Not ever.
I wouldn't, no. I mean, yeah, no. I moved to New York at 24, but yeah, that was a lot going on then, Gerald. Child, we were scraping off the pennies. But hello. Shout out to the listeners that wish me happy birthday. The girls was like, it's giving me so much love.
We love you.
You're the best.
I appreciate it. I had a really good time in Miami. Me and 6'6 Poppy, we was there taking the town by storm. If you're ever in Miami, go to this place called Uncut.
I will talk more about it on the Patreon.
But nope. I'm giving them a shout out because I adore that place. But tune into the Patreon to find out more about how the Miami trip went.
Yes, the Miami trip, the LA trip.
Mm-hmm. Almost died. Let me stop. But yeah, I had alcohol poisoning. But yeah, just tune into the Patreon to hear about our past weekend excursion. But also, you know, it's summer. I know y'all have some wild stories about outside. So make sure you write into the Oprah Rose Show at gmail.com. Like, rate, subscribe. And y'all better be telling y'all hoe-ass friends the same thing.
Okay.
And I'm not being Pam from Encore. I mean, when I say ho, I mean that lovingly. I don't mean it. You know, Pam was like, we can't sing with hoes in the song. Like, girl, what?
Girl, I mean, I know it's the last day of Pride, but I liked when Pam was gay.
I loved when Pam was gay. And she must be in a Kojic church because she talking about she prayed the gay away. It was given, girl. You still want to eat some pussy. It's okay, though.
It was given. It was like judgy wudgy. And it was like, you're fighting. And it ain't even fighting demons. You're fighting something that's so natural, seemed like. Like,
yeah.
That's just affectionate. And I get it that, you know, but also I think people do also have to be aware of people's personal spaces. Like, you know, I am not an affectionate person. I'm not a hugger. I'm none of that. Yeah. That's also just like how I am. So I can really understand if something happened to someone.
So you a lesbian?
No, I'm like a nigger. I just don't like affectionate. Like, you know, I'm the person that's like.
So you're butch.
I'm like, no,
I'm fucking with you.
Yeah, I was literally like, I had to think about it.
It was like,
I'm literally like, I'll shake a hand before I hug. Like, I'm that type.
And I'm
a hugger too.
Yeah, we love that hug. But
it's summertime. It's hot.
We're talking about Encore on BET. If y'all haven't been watching it, it's an amazing show around women and R&B music coming together to form the super group. Shout out to the executive producer who is Gigi's favorite, Mr. Carlos King himself. Okay, mama is clapping. Give him his flowers, bitch.
All of them.
You know, we love a good show. And if there is, you know, we're going to be filming some additional content as well. So if there's some show breakdowns that y'all want to see, shameless plug, right into the Oprah Rose Show at gmail.com. If you want us to break down any additional episodes or you know, just content or whatever it is. You know, it's way harder to watch TV in the summertime, but I'm still getting my shows in. Y'all know, we love. Mm-hmm. All of our shows are coming back. Ready to Love is almost finished.
I gotta catch up on Ready to Love.
I would too.
I'm ready.
It's good, Alyssa. It's messy.
It's a hot ghetto mess.
Let me tap back in.
I'm not gonna lie. This season, and my mother pointed it out, and I was like, she's kind of right. She was like, it's kind of slow, and I didn't think it was.
Yeah.
It is. It's something about
what I liked about the last season of Ready to Love is that they all were in the same place. They all were in like resort.
I think it works better that, but you know, that was only because of COVID. And right. See that the COVID restriction, you know, worked. It seemingly worked better. I liked it better in the house too.
Because you get to see more interactions behind the scenes in a way that it wasn't necessarily behind the scenes because they were always filming.
It was easy to stumble up on some mess.
Right.
Because it'd be like, I seen you over in what you call the room, and you ain't had no shirt on.
I don't know how far y'all are. Like, the best episode is the one where they're like in the house on this season of Ready to Love. So I think they need that like chemistry and that interaction to be in the house. And then even like put a ring on it. I forgot the name of the damn show. Comes back. Put a ring on it. Okay. Put a ring on it. Comes back. Which is just so messy. I was actually going to pay on what is her name? Amy Trap House.
I love her. She was gone for a little minute. Yeah.
The blog she had. What was that?
That's
not a breakdown.
It was some random like collard green something. I don't know, some random ass shit like that.
Yeah, she was like a very big blogger. I feel like maybe. Yeah. Years ago, but she's been like breaking down like Encore, which we just talked about, and the OWN shows and like all of those shows.
She's so funny.
And they were, and I'm like, yeah, put a ring on it is a horrible idea of a show, but whatever. And then our favorite Love and Marriage, Huntsville, comes back. So,
my lord,
and
Family or Fiance.
And Family, which is the number one rated show on OWN. Go figure.
Wow. I mean, that's amazing TV.
It is amazing.
I mean,
and I feel like you stand a chance to get on a show like that. So it's like if you wanted to, because every show is different. It's a new couple, new family. It's giving tea when you go on.
But all of them, like I know, I saw one of my friend's parents on Black Love one day.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God. Yes, I saw literally, I come on it. So, because even Ready to Love is casted in DC. I told my sister.
I saw that. And I was like, I feel like I'm going to see somebody that I know on this season.
We trying to get, Mouse calls my sister, Kira from Ready to Love. Kyra St. Patrick.
Oh, she is a little Kyra. I see it. So
like, oh, I don't like you.
I don't know if I like you, but I like you too. And why didn't you like me?
In all her like political circles in Baltimore. So yeah, it's giving Kyra St. Patrick.
Wait till you
see the finale.
Oh, and this is
the finale?
Last week was the finale. This week is the reunion, which is what we all care about because that's when the real tea comes out.
Always.
Oh, I'm watching it tonight. Hold on. I'm literally
going to get into the young boy. I can't think that one that chose Liz over Kira or Kyra.
Jason.
He should have.
Oh, you're not that far.
I am that far, but he should have chose Liz over Kyra. Kyra acts like she'll know what she wants. Kyra is the type that wants all the attention, and the second you take it from her, she doesn't know what to do with it.
Right.
Like,
it don't matter if it's from you, him, or him.
Because Kyra don't like none of them, also. She does not like not one single man on that show. Yeah. She doesn't like any of them. So she should have chose Liz. Like, she's a good church going woman. Like, and they actually like her. Liz is a great woman.
She is who
Come
you take
on,
home
good
the
church
mama.
Going woman.
Liz is textbook take home the mama.
She is Pitbull in a skirt, part duh, but she ain't even Pitbull in a skirt.
Oh.
Like, she's a great, that is a great woman. But yeah, Kira's just like, when the episode, when they kept on the, she went to rehash some shit. And it's like, but I did not.
I was like, why is she back? Send her home. Why is she back to cause mess? Look, let's put them all in the same house.
Causing mess. So again, y'all, we love feedback. We want to hear from you. Send it to us. We're going to do a little bit of a different show today. In honor of Dee Dee's B-Day.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, he don't know none of this. So in honor of Dee Dee's B-Day, I think people sometimes are like, who is he? What is he? What is the deal?
Because God damn it. This ain't. We got a whole script right now that I done wrote out. Okay. Go ahead, y'all.
We can still tap in today.
But yeah, we want to just do like a little like breakdown of like, you know, me. It's like becoming.
Yes.
You know, I love a Black network show.
Becoming okay. Let's do it.
Oh.
Oh.
I only have half of us. It's already.
Yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. We sorry, y'all. If y'all ain't following that, I don't even remember his name, but I just be seeing everything. Him. On Twitter.
Is it like Tony Talks or something?
I think that's what it is.
Tony Talks.
Y'all know the person who be the teacher administrator, the school administrator with the keys.
I can't remember. A few of my friends are over and somebody put on a wig and did that. And I was in shambles. Like shambles. I just kept doing that. And ever since then, I really, really love it. Like, I was dying. But
the wig, it really be taking it on.
Oh, yeah, that curly wig.
And it's a curly wig, so it's like a bad wig.
So, Dee Dee, first question.
Let's do it.
If money were not an option, what would you do? Take me through your day. If money was no my day, object.
I thought it was like career. Okay, because
I mean, we can do that, but I feel like that's
this. I don't know.
I feel like that's heavy. So I like to say, like, if money was no object and you could just map out the perfect day,
yeah,
what would that look like?
Huh? If money was no object, I'd map out my perfect day. I'd wake up at 6 a.m. I would do yoga. I would get the kids ready for school. It would be two of
kids,
them.
Yes.
I was like, wait, what?
I let the nanny take them to school.
Okay.
I would then, between the hours of like 9 and 12, do something for myself where it was like, all right, are we going to go to like go shopping today? Are we going to go do some extra, I don't know, like just something for myself between the hours of like 9 and 12. Then okay. 12, I'm going to meet, you know, some investors for like lunch and just talk about business and shit and just where to put money because who doesn't want to make more money?
Of course.
That would probably be about 2 hours. The kids are coming home now at this point because it's like 2 or 3. And I'm sure Six's Poppy is flying in from somewhere. And
doing a show.
Some gig, some brand opportunity because he will always be working because my nigga has to be seen. So he gonna be out. And we gonna have dinner with the kids and then we gonna watch some Disney Plus.
Wow. That's your day? I love that it presumed around the concept of family.
I did.
Me too, because mine was completely different.
So also in my mind, they were children where we...
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. And that, but that's also so, like, mine is so... It's like, fly to Bali, like, in my Birkin, in a Dior set. So yours are so... But yours are, like, really, like, that is going to be your life.
I would hope that's my life, which is why I was saying it. I mean, I wish maybe one day if God blesses me in that way. So hopefully that was a manifestation around... What life
listen, your manifesting be working because you manifested that video.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That was in fucking Times Square. That shit was crazy.
Crazy.
That's not even a goal. Never been a goal of mine of like, oh, I want to see some art that I've worked on or a part of or something. Myself, like in Times Square. Like, I didn't think about that. Like, I think even like living here, but the God we serve.
Hello. As long as you plant the seed, it'd be like bigger than your wild.
Oh, God. There's talk about it. The hearing. Mm. Okay.
Always gray, singing.
Oh, gray. Oh, gray.
There is thunder gray. Happening behind me, but
it's pouring
in New York right now.
I was like, what is that?
It's pouring.
Thunder and lightning, because we just had a heat wave. So I'm happy that the rain is coming. So
it's pouring.
Cool to earth. Mm. Okay.
Where y'all want to go?
So how did you get that opportunity to do that? I don't think that the listeners know. This is the first video that you've directed. You've never done that before.
Never done it before.
What's your connection to the artist, if there is one?
Obviously, it was something that I manifested on Twitter. I talked about a little bit on the show too, of like something that I wanted to do in 2020. And I just always wanted, like, I knew I could write a script. Like, I remember at one point I was like studying scripts, and like I read Queen and Slim's script front to back twice.
I remember that.
Just wanting to know, like, if somebody put this in my face and was like, all right, we need you to do this, I know what the wording and the structure is of a script to know what to do with it. So in turn, I knew how to write one. And so my sister, her name is Brittany Spencer. She's a country singer. I actually have three sisters. Most people know my sister, Bria. We have the same mother, father. But then I have two stepsisters. Her name's Brittany. Brittany Spencer, she's the country singer. And then Whitney, her sister. And so my stepsisters, we didn't necessarily grow up together. But we're like close in age, and you know, we'd hang out on weekends and things like that, because their dad is my dad, but he's technically my stepfather. But we just never refer to things like that. Like, he was just around since I was five. So in my mind, that's my dad. And so that's her father too. And so she had always been singing. Like when we were kids, like it wasn't the annoying kid that always was singing, but it was like, girl, Brittany, she's singing again, kind of thing. She just was always singing. And like, you know, my dad grew up in the church, and so she grew up in the church, so her side of the family was very church going and doing that. So she always sung in the choir. And my friends from back home in Baltimore, like if you hung out like at my apartment back in the day, like around like my college years, you knew Brittany as the singer. She would come over late night and hang out with us. And so when I decided to move to New York, she moved to Nashville. And everyone, that was like okay, why are you going to Nashville? Like, what, you want to sing country music and you're then, back?
And I think then, like,
even then, we're talking like seven, eight years ago.
Yeah. Like, we moved to now.
Right. And to your point, T, I think country music is based off of what happened in 2020 with everybody being woke about Black people existing. Mm-hmm. Country music is the one space that I feel like actually benefited from the fact that there are Black people in this genre. Let's make sure they're in the forefront.
Yeah.
They kind of benefited the most out of any other genre in terms of elevating those voices and people knowing who these people are now. And so she has
such a white, like,
that's awesome.
It's such a white, genre.
And they manage and control it too. Like they've been
to the Country Music Awards, okay? And it was me and security. That was the only Black people. And I'm dead ass. Like there were no, when I say absolutely
none,
zero Black people, like zero. And I didn't stay for the rest of the performances, but like, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that there weren't any.
I'm sure there weren't. And we filmed the video in Nashville, and even Nashville, the only Black people I saw was us. So it's still a thing.
I was wondering, do Black people even live in Nashville? Because that is very much so.
I feel like they're more so in Memphis.
Right.
Which is close. I think Memphis is like an hour away. Because when you're driving on the highway in Tennessee, like specifically Nashville, there's an exit towards Memphis.
And I think, I think they do. They get a tribe karaoke there. And I'm thinking the same thing. And I was like, well,
obviously. Oh.
I'm sure they live on the outskirts, not the outskirts, but you know, like the surrounding the neighborhoods.
The segregated part, you know, they still a little segregation these days.
That's like any other
major city.
You know, it's like you go to the city part. It's like, that's the only part you're going to. It's like all, like you said, Didi, it's like all nothing but white people, but outskirts and we everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah, and so Brittany's been, you know, down there doing music and just been like doing songwriting and, you know, meeting other artists. And so at the CMAs in 2020, Mayor Moore, she's a country singer. A lot of people know Mayor Moore from the song Middle. Why don't you just meet me in the middle?
Oh, that's her song. Yes.
So a lot of people know Mayor from that song. Mm-hmm. And so at the CMA Awards, she said Britney's name as an artist to check out.
Wow.
And from and from that, Britney's Twitter like blew up and people were like following her and like, you know, consuming her music. So last summer, she put out an EP called Compassion around what was happening with, you know, George Floyd and the whole Black Lives Matter movement. And so the music was very like, you know, response driven into what was going on. And that she, while that it was good for her to get that out and get that off her chest, that wasn't her as an artist. And so I actually like helped her with like her artwork because she was just trying to figure it out. She was like, I just want to put this music out and I don't know how to, you know, I don't know how I want to look and what I want to do. And so as people just started knowing who she was, she was still recording. And so she knew she wanted to do an EP of music more so like what she wanted to say. And so when I heard what is the first single, I was like, I want to direct it. Let me write the treatment for it. And so she was like, sure. So I wrote the treatment and she like loved it immediately. And like, she was like, I can see it. It makes sense. Like, let's do it. And I was like, let's do it. And so obviously for me, I've never directed a goddamn video. I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I know what the positions of the people are that are in the crew, but then it's like, there's also a budget too. So like, how do we pay these people? Like, how do I tell them to do what they're supposed to do as a director? So we actually use Maren Morris's director, who she uses for a lot of her things. Like, Maren is just such a sweetheart to Britney. It's like,
I love that though.
Love.
Usher in new talent, and she's herself. She ain't even old to be doing that.
Right, exactly. It's just like, you know, reaching back, and like, you don't have to at all. It's, and especially like you said, her name, that could be enough for somebody. Whereas like, I did this for you, but it's like she checks in on her, lets her use, you know, team members. So
That's amazing. But that girl's like 20 years old or something.
Right, she's young.
It's amazing. Young.
And so. Her director, her name's Nikki Fletcher. She's also just a beautiful soul, sweetheart. She literally held my hand through the whole direction of the video, where it was like, she set up the team that we would be working with. I met with the team, the production team, in terms of like letting them know, like, this is the vision. This is what we're going for. This is the location. We got to the set. Nikki was very adamant on me directing the Steadicam on like what shots we wanted to get and redoing it and making sure that I got what I wanted to get out of the video. But I'm also listening to her around like what lenses to use. And like when she says a direction to him and like what that actually means. And so, and like kind of seeing like what he does based off of what she's saying. And so it was just like, just super nice. And everybody was just super giving. And you know, I told my sister, I was like, I don't want to get paid for this. Like, I want to do this because I'm learning. Like, this is, what you are giving me is more than money right now. Yeah. So I don't even need no goddamn money. And she's like, no, I want to pay. I'm like, girl, no. Like, you are doing so much for me right now. And so I just learned so much through that process. And so with Britney's star also rising, people just wanted more of the music. And so networks wanted to do exclusives with the video because they're like, I know it's going to be dope because we're into you now. And
wow.
So CMB wanted to premiere the video in Times Square. And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, that's
crazy. And so she flew up on that Saturday and we watched the video premiere. At the same time, CBS was filming a morning show around her. So like, we have a camera crew recording us watching it on Times Square. So I'm just so proud of her because everything is just like happening it's like, I don't know, like she worked so hard for this and been singing for so long and mm-hmm. never wanted anything. Like she's just such a sweetheart. And so for these things to be happening, it's like, this is God. And this, you were meant to be doing what you were doing, and don't like your star is rising, people are noticing you. And I feel like once she came up and did that Roots concert, everything kind of like took off for her.
And that's awesome.
What year was that?
That was this year.
Wow. Okay.
That was like Grammys. It was like earlier this year.
Wow.
It's literally like go off. And so it's like, I even had a call with her today and was like, this amazing opportunity. And so she also wants me to direct the second video for the second single.
I was just about to say, I'm sure this will be a reoccurring thing.
Yeah, so just thinking of what that'll look like, and it's going to be a bigger budget and like probably a 2-day video where this, mm-hmm. that's a little different, where it's not just 8 hours. So more to come, and I'm just excited.
Yes, baby. To be a part of the journey. Come on, little X in the right, little Dee Dee.
Little Dee Dee. Oh my God.
Little Dee Dee. Yeah, it's beautiful. I just had so much fun. Williams. And
I live. Yeah. Dee Dee Williams, yes.
Crazy. And I got tapped to direct another video for this artist in Philly. Mouse actually introduced us. Shout out to Mouse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We were researching her, the whole thing.
Director Diddy.
Like, literally had to like go through all this. And I didn't even know this. And he's like, yeah, he gonna direct it. And I was like, don't be putting my friend through no shit though. Shit.
No, it doesn't. I mean, it doesn't look like I'm being through no shit. And I wrote the treatment already. And we're supposed to meet about it actually tomorrow. And they love the concept. It's like this 2000s themed video. I'm shooting it exclusively on High 8. So it'll have like this vintage feel. So yeah.
Yes.
It's crazy how things that just happen when you put it out into the atmosphere, you know?
Yeah.
I think not only when you put it out and you kind of like, I had this conversation yesterday about the difference of like when you put it out there and you believe it, but you don't actively like, you're not jinxing it or you're not
harping on it. And like, why isn't this happening for me?
Thank you. I couldn't even think of it. But it's that. Mm-hmm. You know, the second you kind of like let it go and you're like, no, it's going to happen. Whatever. That's when it literally happens. It's never like, oh, damn, I want this so bad. And it's never going to happen. It's literally like you said, when you don't harp on it and you kind of like, let it go and you put it in the universe. It's like low key, it happens.
Right. Because I said I wanted to do it in 2020. It didn't even happen in 2020. It happened in 2021.
Yeah.
And I forgot. And
that's the thing.
But God didn't.
And it's never on your time. It's never.
And had I been thinking about it, it would have ate me up because I'm like, damn, like, I didn't even do nothing in the pandemic. I was supposed, you know, I'm supposed to come out this bitch learning a new skill.
No one did, but
right.
It was like
we all got in shape and then got fat again.
I was just about to say the only thing we all did
skills
was either that's just true. Got fat or got skinny and then got fat again. That's the only thing we all did. So
that's giving Janet Jackson over here that way going up and down.
Although it's giving Oprah and. Right. No Way Watchers. The way I'm too sad.
Oprah.
We gotta get you back to the Oprah Vogue cover.
Because I'm giving old Oprah when she. I need to be like wheeling all my fat in a damn wagon.
I was just about to say the fat in the wagon. And you know she hates. She absolutely hates that she did that.
I'm sure she does.
I need to be doing that because
she regrets it. It's a lot of pressure, you know?
Yeah, I'm just kind of at this point, I was okay with it the last week. And then when I literally went to go shopping today and I was like, wow, I'm actually legitimately two sizes bigger. I was not okay. But it's given, there's something that you must know. I'm getting killed right now.
Listen, what grace? Okay, grace, you gotta give this.
I wouldn't even know you were two sizes different.
I wouldn't know either, but I
get it. You know, you're the one who has to wear the clothes, buy the clothes.
Yeah. I am too, and I was like, oh, we can't do this. I buy nothing today. Needless to say, so yeah, I gotta lose some weight. But anywho, Dee Dee questions.
What's the next
round of questions?
Oh, y'all doing this on the spot. I love it.
Yeah. Well, I have written some.
Oh, come on.
A prepared hoe. I love it.
I want you to tell me about your favorite and worst life experiences. And obviously, if you don't, there are some things that you don't want to share, you know, so bro, should be fair.
Right.
Whatever you feel comfortable sharing, but one less favorable experience that you had, what you learned from it, and then a positive experience that you had. Actually, that video probably might be one, but if you have another one, you want to, anyone had it, and what you learned from that.
Worst life experience. I would say worst life experience for me was, I don't really have many because I try to be such a positive thinking person and turn these bad situations into good situations. Mm-hmm. But I think one that I've always like wished was, I didn't necessarily grow up with my grandmothers. And so—
Wow.
Both of my grandparents basically passed away when I was 9. One was in a coma till I was 16, but technically she wasn't with us throughout that 7-year duration. And so the memories that I have are very like young, like we watched Beauty and the Beast and fucking Aladdin and shit. And that's early 90s. So for me, it's not necessarily that it's their passings were bad memories at that time because I was just too young to even probably realize what was going on. But I just didn't have those relationships that I think other people have had with, maternal side of their family with their grandmothers. And so I don't, you know, sit and ponder, but I always wonder like what would that have been like, you know, to have grandparents. And I had a grandfather, you know, my grandfather passed away about 3 years ago. And he lived till he was 92. So he was with us for a while. But he was the only one that I had for a long time. Wow. And so I just never had those grandparents. And I always go with the bad first and then I go to the good. So that would be the bad. The good for me was moving to New York. That was ultimately the best fucking decision I ever made in my goddamn life. Like,
same.
I remember making a pact with Kenny when we were friends. It was like, I don't know how we're going to do a bitch, but one day we are going to move to New York and we are going to take those girls by storm. And I just was like,
why are you over there sounding like Blanca though?
Okay.
That's who she is.
Okay. And I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do it. And I remember like, I was like, but I have a friend that lives there. Her name's Tierra. She's like, so dope. Like I should talk to her and like figure out like, how can this happen? And you know, Tierra at the time was probably in New York for like 3-4 years, like 3 years, like, you know, working at Dave and Yerman trying to figure it out. And
a whole other life.
A whole other life. And I think Tierra was just very instrumental in making that happen. Like, I didn't know what the fuck to do. I didn't know how to catch a train. I didn't know how to go to Target. And
a good sis. Like, a good sis.
A good sis.
The dental side.
Okay, and that's what I had wanted. I remember we would talk on the phone like every day. Like TT wanted to be who she is now in music. And like, I remember at that time of me thinking of moving, she was an assistant for Sylvia and just being like, how are we gonna do this? Like, how are we gonna get to this point? And like running around getting fucking Erykah Badu vegan cupcakes when vegan wasn't even a fucking thing in 2012. Mm-hmm. And like,
what was that damn show, the ugly duck or fuck it. It was something. It was like a duck. That was like in the name, the vegan spot. Cause Common used to go there all the time too.
I think hard enough. I can still remember the name because like you said, vegan was
yeah. Green. No, she been on them green juices.
Yeah.
And I would come up and literally be like, just take me to what you do normally. I don't want to do no fancy shit. Like, we don't gotta go.
We were not going to brunch.
We would go to Cornerstone, but it wasn't like what brunch.
Wow. Cornerstone. A TBT.
That's been 16 different things.
When I think of like a good thing that happens to me, I remember that part of me deciding to move to New York so vividly because I had to make a very drastic decision because the way that I was moving in Baltimore wasn't that. Like, I had graduated with an accounting degree, worked at in finance, had a nice job, was thinking about grad school. So for me to quit that job,
yeah,
get out of my apartment, give my sister my car that I'm still paying for, move to New York with an apartment and no job, is just was like unheard of. Like, my parents were like, what the fuck are you doing? And they don't even curse. And just right. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you are literally throwing your life away. And they didn't believe in it. And I was like, but I do. I just know this shit is gonna work. And it has mm-hmm. to, it, like, cause it has to.
Yeah.
So I moved here with what, $3,000 in my account? And me and
shit, you moved here balling. I ain't even had that.
Oh, I mean, I have, cause I have worked for a year. Like,
oh, okay.
Baltimore. I like worked for a year and was like figuring it out. I took my 2 week leave, like 2 week vacation time in full. And then me and Ryan looked for apartments and we became roommates. Me and Ryan, we were cool, but we weren't like friends when we moved in together. Like, I was friends with T.
Right. And so, I remember that apartment.
Yeah, I don't even remember what iteration Ryan was in her life. My sister probably moved like 7 times when she
was. She was on her, that when we moved together, that was her third place.
My God, yeah, and in like 3 years because she
and like, no, that was the third place in a year.
Yeah, she was only here a year before you, so.
Right. Yeah,
I love it. Good old Ryan.
That's like always a good time for me because I know how New York felt and smelled and like all those things when I first moved, because
it was the best too.
Yeah, it was just so new. And like we would just go to Pop Burger after the club. And
I was Pop Burger.
First, I know we've told this story, but it's like she literally got off the bus and I was like, we're going to it wasn't Up and Down, it was Greenhouse. Like, we're going to Greenhouse. Greenhouse. And I had Pop Burger
Greenhouse
in my purse. I literally went there and I was like, he's gonna be hungry. Yeah, and I had so burgers sweet. And like was like, I was like, here are the burgers. I mean, you ate them.
I used to like love turkey burgers at that point in my life. So yeah.
Like ate the burgers in the cab, and then we went to the club. Like probably yes.
have enough, classic. You know, that's not New York no more. I don't know what the fuck New York is now.
It's not that.
I feel like I've been there, done that, don't need it anymore also.
Right, so I don't know what the kids are doing these days. So I'm sure they made their own version of that now. It's definitely not how we were moving at that time. But that is always a good memory for me because
it was
a time of a lot of uncertainty, but I also knew there was also like a greater goal that I wanted to do because I was like, I'm moving there and I'm working in music. I don't care how we gonna figure this shit out. We want to figure the show.
And look at you working in music.
Directing fucking music videos.
Directing music videos on your way to becoming the new director D.
Okay. It's given D.D. Williams.
D.D. Williams.
Like, okay. I love that because it is, you never, like we just said, it's never, ever.
The new Melina.
Like, it's never on your timetable. And it's like, you always want it yesterday. And then when it doesn't happen yesterday, we're like, oh, it's never going to happen. And like, and it doesn't. And I think that's also the thing people sometimes think. It's like, oh, I've been at this for 4 years. And not to say that that's not a long time, but like low key, it's not a lot of time. Like sometimes it literally, like you have to put in the work. And sometimes people miss the like the work and the journey part of it. Like you can't get here and you ain't did this and that. Because I can tell you, I didn't did it all. So I know every single solitary stage and step of things because I never skipped a step. Like I ain't take the elevator. Like
you come on now.
Like we took the stairs. So like stairs. I know every floor that you have to achieve, and it doesn't. And I think sometimes people are like I said, it's like, oh, this is taking too long, or this person did it mad quick. And it's like, but that's not you.
No, that's not your story. Yeah, and not your story. I have moments too where like you know. Earlier in my career, I wanted to do other, you know, be in other spaces in music and was like figuring out like, why are they there and I'm not there? Is it because I don't know this person? I don't know that person. And I had to realize that's just not my story. Like, I'm sure I told this story on the podcast previously too, around like in New York, I had to figure out my own shit. I even took a step back and went back into finance at one point. So.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah. And that nobody talks about that. Sometimes, I took 2 steps back. Like, you got to take steps back sometimes.
Sometimes you take steps to move.
But then it's like, but then that step back.
Yeah, those step backs. I went back to bartending. That's a fucking step back, like a motherfucker.
No, but the step back also propelled, if you look at it, the step back all of us though, to literally.
To literally. There was like a bridge that was, there was like a bridge basically. Mm-hmm. That step back was a bridge to move forward. But you don't see it then. You don't see it.
Yeah, you don't see it. It's not, so it wasn't a step back, it was a step forward.
Okay, it was just the bridge. That was it.
It was a hiatus.
A hiatus, yes, that's fair. Because I'm like, you can't tell me. I fucking remember vividly, like, feeling like a failure fucking mixing drinks. I was like, I have a fucking college degree and I'm back here making margaritas while people scream at me, like, what?
Oh my God.
Dark place.
Yeah, mine was only when I went to that fashion place. And I remember,
I remember that.
Punch in and out, like time cards, and it felt like cattle to me. Don't ask. And I was the only Black person there. And it just, it really felt like slavery to me. And I was like, I can't do this. Like, I could not clock in and out in a line so they would know if you were late or not. And I was like, this just feels very racist.
Yeah, like clocking in. Yeah. Oh my God.
But you would stand in a line to clock in. So they knew a person had to clock you in. And if you were like 5 minutes late, you would get like, oh my God, it was ridiculous. Like, it was.
I remember that brief stint because when you worked there, we had worked around the corner from each other.
Yeah. We hated it. And all we did was complain. We would meet up.
And all we would do is go to Hale and Hardy and complain about everything.
Hale and Hardy?
I don't think I've had a Hale and Hardy sandwich since
then. I ain't been there since then.
Because I only associate that with miserable work experiences.
That's it. Hale and Hardy.
That's trauma food.
Yeah. Hale and Hardy is just, actually,
you don't eat it in there. You take that to go sit back.
Okay, wait, actually I'm lying because I was popping in there sometimes when I was working at the Remy office in New York.
I just said that. I was like, I lied. I was like, I can't even remember, you know, y'all know I had so many jobs. I worked someplace and it was one. And I was like, damn, these sales is good. They had
it would be like, depending on what type of, like the lobster bisque. Oh, I'm on time for that. I'm on time for that.
I'd be like, let me get a half a sandwich and a soup.
Trauma food.
Hold on, because Hale & Hardy is not our sponsor.
Yes. Fuck it. Sorry.
So wait a minute. But you know what I will eat for lunch? And I ain't had it in a long time.
You sure?
Okay, so ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it.
Yes.
I have not had McDonald's in a really long time. But the fries, yes. I'm sorry. Let me take that back.
Fries and ice cream don't count.
Add the fish fillet in there. That don't count.
Ooh, and a fish.
Yeah.
And remember Chicken Selects? They need to bring those back.
They need to bring that back.
But you know, I had a moment in LA, and you know, good old McDonald's always comes through, and she was still open, and I got a quarter pounder with cheese, no onions, fries. I got a Coke, and it was like, and there were literally three cars of us ordering McDonald's, and it was absolutely delicious. So shout out to McDonald's. It was so good. I mean, it took me back to my high school days when I would get one every day after school.
Every day.
Literally, no pickles, no onions. And it was so fresh. It was 4 a.m. in LA.
And it was fresh. Ooh.
It was fresh. It was so good.
When you go to McDonald's at the scary hours is when it's the absolute best because they have to make it. Yeah, they have to make it. It's no rush hour.
Right.
It was so good. So again, McDonald's, you never fail the girls at any stage of our lives.
McDonald's was my first job.
See, McDonald's was your first job.
Really?
McDonald's was my first job. I worked at a McDonald's in the mall in Owens Mills. And it was like the job to have because this is high school mall. So think like everybody's going and just walking around.
I remember that one. Yeah.
And just going to the movies afterwards. So I would see everybody. Like it was given, like everybody would come to me, get their McDonald's, and then go to the movies.
I'm dead. Well, shout out to you, McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
Okay.
Now back. Do we have any more questions for Dee Dee?
My last question. Oh, you have one. Go ahead, Alyssa. No, I've been I've been hogging this microphone and the peoples don't ever really get to hear you unless they're on Patreon, which is okay. Also another shameless plug for you to sign up for our Patreon so that you can hear our manager, head of operations, and creative director speak and actually get on the mic.
Development. What's her role? Develop her. So Alyssa's role is deal fulfillment and implementation.
DF&I.
I'm about to put that on my resume.
DF&I.
Okay. My question is, if you were a housewife, what franchise would you be on and what would your tagline be?
This is a good one because I actually never think about it.
Yes, you have.
You know, okay, so I'm going to give you a very roundabout answer here. I love candy. I just adore. They might say I'm small. I love candy, but I don't think I could do Atlanta. Like, I don't think I could do the Atlanta franchise drama stuff. I don't really like their drama. So sorry to Atlanta.
You giving Beverly Hills drama?
So Beverly Hills, that brings me to Beverly Hills.
Real rich drama.
That brings me to Beverly Hills. So the things, you know, the drama in Beverly Hills is about affluence and stature and what can be provided. So I'm gonna pause there. And then Potomac. Ooh. The girls of Potomac. I love the drama of Potomac.
Also like low-key kind of more home base for you. I know you're from Baltimore.
Right.
That's 30 minutes down the street.
What would your tagline be?
So I'm gonna go with Potomac. I would join the ladies of Potomac and I would be on that franchise.
With the Grand Dame.
Me and the Grand Dame would introduce me as her friend.
I was about to say, I see you coming in as her home.
As her homie. I'm getting the green eye bandits out of here. I don't see it. So then now the other girls are here for me because I stood up to Giselle. Boom. Okay. My tagline would be, what these bitches want from a nigga.
Clink, clink.
And then turn around with my champagne glass.
Clink, clink.
In the middle.
What does Potomac have in their hands? What do they have? Like the diamonds?
They have champagne. Oh,
yeah.
Champagne.
Yeah, okay. So I love that tagline.
You know, what these bitches want from a nigga?
I love it. I love that tagline.
Somebody let me know.
I love it.
The doll.
I love it. That's amazing. I always try to think about that too. Like, what would my timeline be?
I mean, in actuality, that's not going to be my real tagline. But
actually, right, yeah, because it got a rhyme, but you could,
and I can't call them. You just need some.
No, they don't all rhyme, just because mine might be, but I might get Drake might have that. He like mine would be like, sick of these niggas, hire some help, get rid of these niggas. That would be mine. That literally was mine.
Wow,
a lot of times.
Yeah, that's my shit. They got me wrong and they don't know why.
Mind you, that song is about Kanye and Pusha, which is crazy.
Shut up. I never knew that.
Really?
And I love that song.
It wasn't. I think he did an interview when Scorpion? When Scorpion came out. And he mentioned that song hadn't been created until after the beef with Push.
What, they want me gone and they don't know why? It's too late for all that lovey-dovey shit.
Wow. And that's the Kanye line. It's too late for all that.
Wow. I'm
mind blown. Now you gotta go listen to Mob Ties.
Now I gotta go listen to it.
You gotta go listen to Mob Ties now.
Because Kanye does want Drake the fuck out of here. That's why he over there pushing product like a motherfucker. Because
But he's supposed to be coming out with a new project.
Yeah, I know. And I'm listening to it.
I mean, y'all know I listen to Ye, so I'm sorry. I could not abandon. It's a little, I'm not even going to talk about it because I could never abandon Kanye. It's just really bad.
I realized that I was also pregnant, so I was really emotional. I was really angry. I was really fucking angry when I was pregnant. I just was miserable.
So if you want everybody... I'm dead.
I'm not a fan of that last album that he had.
Here's the thing.
That bullshit was.
It's not amazing, right? Oh, as I want to go hit play. But it's not an amazing album, but there are songs on there. Ghost Town came on when I was in an
Uber. I could see Ghost Town being a song.
Yeah. And my eyes welled up.
It's the part where 070 Shake does her part. Yeah.
It is. I don't know. It made me so emotional.
You can get chills listening to her part.
You can. It's like, it's only certain songs. Like,
I put my hand on a star.
See, if I'm still, we're not gonna do this, and I'm not hurt anymore. I feel kind of free.
I feel
we're still the kids
free.
We used to be. Just go back and revisit. Those are only two songs you need, but they hit.
Okay, so I'll revisit.
Ghost Town, I get Ghost Town.
It's only seven songs or something like that, so right. It's already at half the project with two songs.
But I fuck with Gospel Kanye too, though, and a lot of people don't fuck with that. But that, you know, my churchy ass.
Yeah, I've never listened to that project, but. It's giving
His choir was the best album.
The choir was the best one.
Yeah, I'm horrible with that. I'm not a gospel go-to girl, so
that's all right. We know our lanes. It's okay.
No, but I told you I had to listen to Grateful and was like, I dropped my knees the other day, child. And
you better give the Lord some praise.
Literally dropped to my knees and was listening to Grateful. That's what I was singing it earlier. I don't even know who sang that song, but
you better drop. Sometimes you just gotta do that. Just lift a hand.
Yeah, literally was just like,
I can't say nothing. I'ma just wave my hand.
I had to give a moment up. I was like,
yesterday morning I had a moment with God and I was like, you know what? I used to pray for times like this to rhyme like this.
That's why I was going off on Saturday.
When I'm overwhelmed and I have anxiety and I'm like, I'm doing a 50 million things because there's always a bunch of balls in the air. I just say that. I used to pray for times like this to rhyme like this.
I'm going to start saying that. Because you know what I say? I literally be like, well, literally when my eye starts twitching, I'll be like, I asked for this. I asked for this. I asked for this. And like somebody went to
granted, you asked for it, but you ain't asked for your eye to be twitching. You ain't asked to kill yourself.
Now you ain't asked for that now.
You asked for abuse.
I ask for abuse. But you know, you just can't take the good, right?
Right. Absolutely.
So you have to take it all in. And so
yes,
I remind myself, I'm like, nope, but you asked for this. You wanted to be here. You asked for this. And it's happening. So you can't, you just got a deal. You gotta figure it out. I used to pray for times like this. We heard that shit on Saturday. You would have thought I was Meek Mill T or something.
Okay.
I was
that's still his best song.
I don't say a word. I was off.
Hold up, wait a minute.
Y'all thought I was finished?
When I bought that Aston Martin, y'all thought it was rented? Mm. Oh, y'all.
Woo!
So my sister's getting married in 2 weeks exactly from today.
Who?
And my sister.
If they don't play that.
No, she will definitely be playing that. Like, you know, that is the Baltimore theme song.
I'm coming out to that at my wedding. I just thought about that. I'm coming out. Flexing all these. I'm coming out.
You really should.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a TT and your man wedding if you didn't come out to
it. It wouldn't. We're coming out.
Y'all wedding gonna be so ghetto. I'm so here for it. I can't wait.
Oh, completely.
I can't wait.
It's gonna be so ghetto.
I love it. I love a ghetto love and way.
Completely. But yes, T, change that to I used to pray for times like this to rhyme like this.
Okay. I am. That's
nice. But that's been my new thing now whenever I feel a bit overwhelmed. And when I say it, I almost laugh in a way and feel like because it's like I'm rapping. I feel like a rapper.
Yeah. Like it's still something like light about it that kind of removes the situation.
Yep.
Yeah, I love that. Oh, Dee Dee, I'll be.
It's like a reset. Yeah, it's a reset. Every time I say it, it's a reset.
I love that.
I'll play that too after we get off.
Alyssa, you had a question. I feel like before, maybe.
I did, and you know,
it has passed you.
Yeah,
it's all good. I am fine getting off the hot seat, child.
No,
we like you there. All
right, we like you.
Look, I'm all like, you want to get off?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Look at you. Your Cancer moon trying to be sensible. You ready to get off?
Oh, wait. I got one.
Okay.
What's something about you that, like, if we didn't know you, no, we have to know you to like not to be shocked about it. So what's something like if you told us that you like liked it or you did it or you used to do it, we would be shocked. Well, I guess me, because I feel like T knows you like really well. So
I know that's why I don't have any questions, but I'm actually learning stuff about him. That's the gag. All your questions, I was like, I
should learn a little bit. I love that.
Yeah. Oh, wait, you know what? You know what's an even better question?
Okay.
Tell the people how you and T met, because when I found that story out.
Oh, we said that one.
You did?
Oh, no, we didn't. No. I was talking about New York. You talking about met, like yes, how we met.
Because when I found out, I gagged.
So
yes, go there.
So TT was the last girl I went on a date with. We'll just start there.
It was an outing because
she thought it was an outing. I still to this day laugh every time I go to the Cheesecake Factory because it was giving, baby, it's 42 pages. Order whatever you want. I got you. Like
you, I got you. You want my queen.
Okay. You want to end with a cheesecake? You can do that too. That's cool. Like I was 18 years old, to put it into perspective. We both worked at Nordstrom. We both worked in BP Shoes. T would come in. She was scheduled to work 5 to 10. She would get there at 6. We closed at 9. I don't know how she made commission every day. Like, girl, I honestly never saw.
I don't know how she made commission.
I've never saw T sell
an hour
shoes.
Late for work.
I never saw T sell shoes. Literally, like, I never saw her sell a pair of shoes before. I feel like she would get the people who came in there that already knew what they wanted. Oh, and then bring them up.
No, my cheeks hurt because
it's the truth.
I knew. I was like, I can't work here. You have to punch in and out. And I had an issue with that. And then I remember one weekend I actually worked and I got a commission because, like you said, I used to get my base rate and I was fine with that.
For the base, I never got the base rate. I didn't even know what it was.
I only got that. So when I got my first commission check, I was like, oh my God, this is what people, mind you, it's probably only like $1,500, $1,000. And I'm like, this is what people that actually work get. I was like, this is amazing. And then I remember I tried it and I was like, this ain't for me. And I always remember our boss like came to me and she's like, you know, you're great when you're here, but you're never here. And I told her, I was like, well, this isn't my career. Like,
this Jewish white girl with an attitude.
Yeah, she also was that. And it was like, I knew, like, I didn't also realize. And I think I started working at 15, but I started working, I think, from like a place, low key, from a place of privilege. Because my mother used to be like, you can't say shit like that to people. And I was like, well, why not? Like, I literally looked at her, I was like, this isn't my career. So, right. And I knew I was moving to New York. I didn't know how, like, kind of your story. I'm like,
right.
I don't know how I'm doing it, but I knew I was moving. I wasn't going to stay in Baltimore working at fucking Nordstrom. So, and not that there's anything wrong with that, but I just.
But you just knew it wasn't you.
Yeah, so I was like literally looking at her like, if you want to fire me, that's fine. Like I've had 16,000. I have worked at Sam's Club. Like I will go.
I've worked everywhere.
Literally, it's nothing. I will go work at Potbelly. Like I was tight. Panera Bread didn't hire me. I'm like, me? Y'all didn't hire me to like cut up the bread and ring up the register? And so I think I quit like 2 weeks after that because I was like, oh, she's got it out for me.
Yeah.
I was like, and she has it out for me because she was like low-key trying to write me up. And I was like, because I was interning at the radio station. So that was my, you know, priority. I knew because I knew that's what I wanted to do. So I was
that's
like,
true. Oh. And so
you interned at the radio station.
Okay.
92Q, girl. I don't know how I figured it out. I was telling somebody, I have no idea how I figured out that radio. I didn't know a soul. And I think I blindly like cold called at that.
Wow.
And it was one of the best internships because they never had an intern. So he was just like, well, I'm going to put you in every single department of radio because I don't know what to do. So I would literally go on like cold calls. I would sit in the studio. I was doing ads. Like it was.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was one of the best. And that's why I'm like, girl, I know what I'm good at. I know my strengths, okay?
And it ain't this.
Wow.
You know, when Tyler, in one part, he was like, I've never been fearful. I've never been scared. I ain't saying
anything,
but I knew I was Jakari. And I was like, I'm that girl, and I'm going to be that girl. And
come on.
Word.
I love it.
Like, this is not my job. I'm not. Because then remember at Nordstrom, they wanted you to bring out 3 pairs of shoes.
Four pairs.
Yeah, and she used to be so mad at me. I'm like, for what? They only asked for one. This makes no... I did not understand.
You have to upsell.
you the upsell. And I'm like, but if I came in here for one pair of shoes, why am I buying three? That's dumb.
Yeah. So I became a department manager at Nordstrom, which was crazy.
On department manager?
I was 20 years old managing people much older than me. And I never told them my age. Right.
Somebody who was like, well, I'm late, but like it's only 15 minutes. So it's not technically late.
Yeah.
And you was like, I'm writing you up, but let's go on a date.
Yeah. So we had like the same last name. And I was like, who is this girl? And like, she was just like so cool. And just like, she just talked to anybody any old kind of way. And I was like, okay. And she got a little sass to her too. Like, okay, this is cool. And so I don't even remember how I asked her to go out, but like we had a whole day. Like we went to Cheesecake Factory.
Then we went to the graduation party.
And then we went to a graduation party for this girl named Diana.
She's the same birthday as me. Oh my God.
Right.
Same day.
And yep, that was the same day. And so we like went there and I was like, oh my gosh, she's so cool. And then we just still kept in contact and she stopped working there, but we were still in contact. And like, tea to this day, we like already knew what it was. We were just hanging out as good girlfriends. But in my mind, I was like, she had her own ringtone. I like to this day, Neo Sexy Love, whenever it plays, we send it to each other because Neo Sexy Love was TT's
that
ringtone.
That was your ringtone for Daryl.
Like,
I cannot.
No, I had it on my phone for her.
I'm sorry, from Daryl.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
My sexy love.
She makes the hairs on my neck and neck stand up.
Girl's gay ass.
Just one time.
Nah, because I remember, I didn't even, I kind of knew but didn't. And remember when, I think I turned 21 and my ex at the time was over my house and Didi came and
heartbreak.
Bitch, you want to talk about heartbroken? I was ready to fucking throw shit and just like get me out of fucking Arundel Mills, Maryland, wherever the fuck I'm at. Yo, like,
because remember, I was like, now I'm really done with these bitches.
Sick of these bitches. Hire some help.
I was talking to him and his family, but I remember sitting on his lap and I was like talking to his parents. And I will never forget, Didi came up the stairs of like my parents' deck and his face was like, so perplexed, and he stormed out like on some like Real House of Atlanta type shit.
I stormed out, and then I came with one of our coworkers too.
He stormed at the party, so I'm literally following him out like, what the fuck? And this is like my graduate. My 21st birthday. So I'm like outside, like, are you okay? Like, what's happening?
Like, no, I'm not.
Yeah, and I was like, nigga, you gay.
Motherfucking
day. In hindsight, I don't think I ever apologized for that day, but I am so sorry. I just didn't know my own. I didn't know my own strength.
Okay, I didn't know my own strength.
I didn't.
Oh my God. No, it was because it's so funny in hindsight, but I was like, what? Like, I had a whole man.
When I saw her in this man's lap,
oh my God.
You can't write that shit better. Like, I literally stormed out and was just like,
yo, he stormed out of my fucking house.
I left.
And he did not come back.
I didn't come back.
I think we, after that's that, so I don't think we still kept in contact. It was kind of like weird after that.
It was weird. We didn't really talk for a little while after that.
Like a year, like 2 years or something. And then I think he finally admitted he was gay.
Like, let's make a girlfriends. I'm sorry.
When it became purr, it was like, okay, now we can be friends again.
That is so crazy. But yeah, that was like the end of that because you weren't working there anymore.
Oh, that's and I moved to New York. I literally moved to New York.
And you moved to New York.
I moved to New York 3 weeks after that. I moved to New York once. So yeah, I moved.
Right. So yeah, so it was like our lives had moved different paths and I was discovering who I was in that same time. And so were you, but just moving to another city.
You came up for a Lady Gaga concert and hit me and then
it was giving gay as fuck. Like, I came for a Lady Gaga concert and was like, hey T, what's up?
So I knew, I was like, oh, finally.
Oh yeah, when you came for a Lady Gaga concert, the writings was on Z Wall, okay?
It was like, okay. And then, yeah, and literally it was up and it's been up and stuck.
It's been up and stuck since then. I just had to come on out.
I'm glad y'all made that little full circle, that little 180.
Yeah. And that's crazy because we haven't talked about the full story ever. Yeah. We've talked about it in bits and pieces.
Yeah.
But never like the full thing. But wow, that's crazy.
Y'all, I'm falling. I'm so falling. My head hurts.
About what part?
Nigga, you gay.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Wow.
Why did you used to say that? Who used to say that?
Well, I must say, when you were
which Jesse got a question.
She got it. Mommy, I got a caterpillar. That's
she got a real caterpillar?
No, she on YouTube. She watches kids YouTubers. You know the iPad raised these kids, child. Right. It ain't the parents.
What show was it?
I think Storybots or Word Party like that.
Girl, it was Word. She was like, yeah. Where Word Party? And I was like, girl, what? I don't know what network it's on. Like, what?
Yes. Now she watching the Hungry Caterpillar book on YouTube. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, they got
go. Oh, I'm sorry. I was just thinking about
Froze. Oh my God. This episode was hilarious.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Yeah.
This episode was so funny. Like,
y'all flipped the script.
Yeah, we was going to talk about the BET Awards, but y'all listen to every other podcast talking about the BET Awards. So we wanted to talk about our good sis, Dee Dee.
Okay. I appreciate it. I have fun.
Shout out to you and your birthday.
My underarms are sweating. That's how hard I was laughing.
Same.
My underarms are sweating. I was like, why am I under? And it was freezing in here earlier. And I was like, why am I under?
That's when you know you was really laughing.
Really laughing. Like my head right here, like is like
my cheeks.
Yes. Well, I'm so glad
it was hilarious.
And I'm so glad you girls came prepared.
That's all right. Teamwork make the dream work.
So I'm gonna reiterate it for the last time. Questions, comments, concerns, things that y'all want to see, make sure you send into the OprahRoseShow@gmail.com. We will be filming in person. So we're so excited. So we'll have that in-person chemistry and whatnot. So make sure you let us know what you want to see. And as always, like and subscribe and, 5 stars. And the quote is, when the great things finally show up, remember that you deserve them. Janae.
Yes, I
think I saw that. I saw you post that today. Yeah,
I saw it. I posted it today because sometimes we'd be like, oh, like imposter syndrome. I had another really good conversation about that like last week. And I shouldn't be here and I'm not prepared. And I don't know this. And there's someone better than me. Everybody feel like that. Everybody can go through that. But if you're there, you're supposed to be. Not all the time, but most of the time, if you're there, you're supposed to be there. And, just do right and kill everything.
Okay.
Do right and kill everything. I love it.
You've been loving Drake.
Right. I was like, is Drake sponsoring the episode?
He need to.
And he's Drake an coming with Brent Faiyaz. Oh my God.
I saw that.
I reposted.
First of all, we
produced by
Dream. Farrell. I'm manifesting Dee Dee manifestation work. I'm manifesting Drake coming on this fucking podcast.
At some point.
We have to have champagne poppy. Pull up champagne. You ain't doing no
press
podcast nothing. Like this. Okay. We tired of seeing you talk to hip hop heads.
And he don't be talking. You
don't give a fuck.
So we would love to see that. So
yeah.
We want to talk about some real shit.
I want to talk about some real shit. Yeah, we all make up his chart because he's Scorpio rising or Scorpio sun, Leo rising, and Cancer moon. Come on, Drake.
The fact that you know that man's whole chart, I'm dying.
I know it's giving psychotic, but I just like to.
We love Drake.
I know a lot of people's charts.
I know I'm almost like embarrassed when people are like, who's your favorite artist? And I have to be like, Drake.
I mean, I say that
artist of the decade.
It's true.
It is. I'm like Sade and Drake. And then the fact that he loves her too. So I don't be feeling that bad. Cause I'm like Sade and Drake.
It's
child.
True.
Erykah Badu is number 3. Like,
yeah.
I'm giving Drake and Rihanna.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we need to bump into her. She like lives here now.
Yeah, at the Bowery Hotel.
Oh really?
So it's so funny because
so then we getting dinner at the Bowery Hotel when we come.
Basically, and just hanging outside and being like,
I literally saw, and people always stay there, and it is. I used to work around the corner, so I rode past there literally today, and I was like, well, who's staying there? And it was like people outside, but it was like a mix. But it was definitely people, like you could tell they were waiting.
They were waiting,
and I was like, what is everybody waiting for?
Rihanna.
Like, I'm gonna wait too.
Yeah, she's been there for like 2 weeks now.
Wow. Yeah, her and ASAP Rocky just having a whole love affair. It's cute. They do all
that. And they just be hanging out in the city.
But
barcode.
But if she's happy,
so I
live your life.
I'm the only black woman like over the age of 21. I love
you are.
Rocky. I stand this relationship.
He's fine, but she's too good for him. She need to level up, in my opinion.
I don't know. I think it's just, I think Rihanna is Kyra, or whatever her name is, from Ready to Love. And Rihanna just be having fun and just
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, if she's having fun, I'm here for the girl to have a good time. Especially, she probably is like, you know, maybe I want to come down a little bit. I was fucking with this billionaire nigga. He was on some bullshit. let me go back to a regular seven-figure nigga.
Right,
that nigga low key, like
okay, like, about to get all his festival money.
Yeah, I was gonna say no. Rocky has so many brand partnerships, and he hasn't had an album, and like
that last album. Just because you got brand partnership money, don't make you that nigga to me. But
it does, like, because his brand partnerships are not like these are not like. He has a whole creative agency, and I think that's also the thing.
I know, but I saw him. I saw ads for him for Klarna, the fucking,
Go on.
And that's ghetto to me. That's giving downward to me. You're doing ads for layaway.
Oh,
no. It's like layaway. I didn't even see that. I think
It's all over LA, and I'm just like,
I didn't see that. Oh,
that, I mean,
it's even washed.
But there's a full, like literally a full-blown agency, like AWGE, and it's a full-blown agency. Matthew Henson, who we had on.
I'm not knocking his coin. I just think that he's late a little bit and she can do better. But if you having a good time, because I heard the dick is amazing, live your life. Live your life.
I love them. I think because they have Fashion Killer.
And he a jerky nigga. And
he is absolutely a fashion killer.
I think he's also like half Barbadian as well.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
So I think it's that.
Giving Bayesian. Okay.
Right.
Macaroni pie. Okay. Flying fish. Okay.
Macaroni pie. I think ASAP Rocky is a trendsetter. I think he like changed.
He was in 2010. Like,
you can live up that. Like, you gotta do it again. Ain't nobody say you gotta reverse it, like, or reinvent. Like, I feel like he set the tone. I feel like he set the tone, and he's like sustained it. And then you're literally touring, and you don't. And you know, I'm going because I know every ASAP Rocky song. And you don't even have a new project. Most people can't do that. And headline.
Well, he has three albums, right?
Might be four because you're like ASAP Mob. I count everything.
Also. But he's only headlining Governor's Ball, though. Correct.
No,
I've only seen him on that.
Yeah, no, there's something else.
I think it's like three or four that he's doing. It's
like Rocky is touring multiple festivals.
But everyone that he's doing, he's headlining.
Wow, he has a great agent.
The girls can't command that. Like, put some respect on my nigga's name. It's like,
I'm sorry. She is. And it's not that I don't dislike him. I just think that it's on the downward. I just think that there are other people who are coming up who are just way more popping than him.
You just want her to be with Drake.
No, I don't want her to be with. I mean, I think that would be a great like bow tie, but I don't see them together until they like 40. Like, they got to be way more washed.
No,
the both of them, they got to get out of their like ego leaning selves. She covered up the shark tattoo, so it might be a wrap for Drake, to be honest.
What was the shark tattoo?
I don't see Rihanna going back. Wasn't on her like
She got it during his tour in his dressing room.
Got
by
it.
One of the Bang Bang people. Got so it. I don't know like the sentiment that, behind like, it.
Okay.
But it was like during his tour.
It was a moment and she covered it up. So that's how you know it was a moment.
But she just covered it. So
she just covered it. Because ASAP was probably like, nah, what's this? You got to do something about that. You say you love me.
No, but I wouldn't even be like covered up. Like I would do some shit like that and be like impulsive and be like, let's get matching tattoos. And fully be with the next nigga and be like, I'm not covering it up. Like, that was my moment. I'll cover if I feel like it.
Right. Like, same. If I had a moment with, I'm just going to leave it. But, you know, the good sis, she had other plans.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. If it's like something, and hers, it's so little, like, you can cover something like that up.
Right.
But.
Yeah.
Love me some Rage. She is, she just,
love her.
Just be walking and we see it every day. That's all.
I just want to walk into her.
Girl, let's on when
they actually had a visual merchandising job for Fenty. And I was like, bitch, I could do this. Shit.
I'm dead. I know someone there too.
I was like, I could fucking put your point of sale together, bitch. And in the store, I do that now. I do that now.
Girl, hit, let me know.
Yeah, no, seriously. Look,
yeah,
the office is in Segundo. It's like fucking 20 minutes away from my house. I'm like,
okay,
make shit happen.
Yeah, CPG. I got that CPG experience, Fenty. I got you.
I don't even know what that means. Y'all use it,
consumer packaged goods. Okay, bye. I'm done. Now my wine is kicking in.
Oh shit! But no, you clocked in when you had to say consumer packaged goods.
Oh right, because I was like,
I ain't know what does that shit was.
Consumer packaged goods. Uh huh.
I didn't know I'm a POS. I was like, one time I was like, what's that?
Not point of sale.
Didn't know. Had no idea.
Oh well, I enjoyed y'all questions.
Bye, y'all. Bye.
Oh, bye.